Hello.
Jerry?
Yes, it is.
Jerry, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. I'm sorry I didn't get to you at 4:15. I was stuck on a very late call. I do apologize.
I'm glad. It worked out well. I
misjudged my timeline.
Well, I guess it turned out in both of our favors. Is this a better time to speak with you? Or do you still need a little more time?
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Is this a good time to talk, or did you still need some more time?
Yep, I just got to bring out, like, one more load of cans.
One more load of what?
I said I got one more load of...
Cut out on me a little bit, Jerry. Can you hear me? Jerry? Hello?
Okay, I swear this is going to be the last time. It's hooked up to my headphones. I was listening to music and it keeps going to my headphones.
That's okay. That's okay. I completely understand. No worries. It happened.
Okay. Now we're good. I shut the headphones off.
Okay.
That will be the end of it.
I'm still trying to figure out one more load of what? Rocks? Did you say
tools.
Rocks? Tools. Okay. I thought you said rocks. I was like, man, that's a terrible job.
I'm picking up one more load of tools from the house that I'm working at, and then I'll be done.
Okay. Okay. All right. Perfect. So I know when we spoke earlier, you know, you said 249 is just kind of a lot for you to swing right now, right?
Well, as of right now, because I still have Angie.
So are they charging you per lead?
They are charging me per month. I'm not getting a lead service.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm getting a advertisement service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's only going through Angie's though, right? It's not like it's not going like, you know, Google Wide or anything like that. It's very specific directly to the Angie.
Exactly.
Right. So we want to beef that up, you know, and I understand that, you know, you're going to have to let go of something in order to make this happen. And I also want to be clear with you, Jerry, because it's not done overnight, okay?
Oh, definitely. I have no false impression that you're going to sign me up and everything's going to be rainbows and butterflies.
Right. Not tomorrow, at least. You know, like it's going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I'm glad you completely understand that. But what I could do, see, because that package, that bigger package, that 249, it includes the Facebook ads along with the Google listing and the website. So I do have one option available to us that if you're able to swing it, again, because I know things are tight, but if you are to get the ball rolling while you earn back everything and get rid of Angie's, is we could go ahead and bring that down to a flat rate of $149 for the month. That's going to cut the Facebook ads. It's going to give you the Google local listing. It's going to give you the website, the top 60 directories, and it will still include all of the mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, voice activated searches. All of those things will still be in play. Just not the Facebook ads, which is going to give you a stronger push until you're able to afford that.
Okay.
Yeah, and that would be at just the $149 mark if you think you can swing that.
So I guess I'm curious. I don't know how any of this works. I'm very ignorant to all of it. I will build your house if you need me to, but
okay.
Marketing is not my strong suit.
Okay.
So I'm curious how. Okay, Angie only had me on Angie, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was $300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not putting me at the front of the list. That was no website,
mm-hmm.
no nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of concerned. How do you give me all of that substantially less?
Well, because this is the thing, is Angie's is just a directory. And what Angie's does is brilliant for Angie's. So they purchase a position from Google on the first page of services in what's known as the Google Ads section. Okay? Okay. And what they do is they advertise their company name, and they say, Angie's List will provide you with, say, the top 25 landscape companies, top 75 electricians in any particular area. So what they do is they spend between $2 and $4 million, you know, every single month in Google Ads. And then in that ad, they list Angie's List, but the top, you know, 75 or 25 or 35 contractors in Salem Winston for this particular category. Then what happens is the client calls in to Angie's List and says, hey, I need a provider for X, Y, and Z. They're not saying, hey, I choose Walters. This is, I choose Walters, I click on Walters, Walters is who I want. They're going to Angie's and telling Angie's, I choose Angie's, and Angie's decides who gets it, where it goes, how many of you it goes to. And since you're not paying per lead, you're only paying a flat rate, that totally explains why you're getting the crap into the stick, is because they don't have any reason. They're not being paid individually by you per lead, so they have no reason to deliver. You see what I'm saying? They're going to take your 300 no matter what. Like, whether they send you a quality lead or not, you signed up for that. So they're like, well, we already got this guy in the bag, right?
Yes. Yes. And they've pretty much given me that attitude when I call them.
Right. And it's unfortunate, but because they didn't deliver, if you read the fine print of what they sent you, the terms and conditions, there has to be something in there that you can call your bank, because the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is already suing that company for the way that they practice business, and they advertise their services fraudulently. Okay? They promise the consumer, pick your contractor, right? They don't say, hey, pick your contractor at the expense of the contractor. The contractor pays no matter what, whether or not they get the job or the lead, because that's how it is for most of the guys that are signed up with Angie's. They have to pay for each lead whether or not they even get the job. You're not even getting that opportunity. You're just getting sent these leads saying, hey, call this guy. Hopefully it's not a disconnected phone number, right?
Yes, and a couple, actually, a lot of times it is.
I know. As you can tell, this isn't the first time I've heard this story. So I'm very, very well versed in it. I know how it works. I've also spoken with tons and tons and tons of Angie's clients that are 100% satisfied and happy with it. Okay? So it can go both ways. But what I'm here to tell you is that 9 out of 10 consumers, they go directly to Google when they're looking for a service. To even find a place like Angie's, they have to go to Google. The only time somebody goes seeking Angie's specifically is when they've heard about it on the radio, they've seen it on the television, or somebody has referred them specifically to that. And if that's the case, then they're still not going to be connected directly with you because they don't even know about your company yet. You have virtually no online presence.
Yes.
Outside of what you have with Angie's. And that said, with all due respect, we want to change that. We want to create your own Google business listing. Now, the thing about this is it takes 30 to 45 days for that listing to show up on the first page of services. That's what my terms and conditions state. That's why we ask for you to verbally commit to stick the program out a minimum of 2 months so that it can all come to full fruition, because we like to be upfront and honest about exactly how long it takes and exactly the type of search results that you can expect. Now, if you choose to move forward with the Facebook ad campaign that is included with the Google listing at the $249, those Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days while we're working on the Google local listing. We also have the website up and running in the first 3 to 5 days, showcasing photos of your work. We write the bio about your company, how far out you're traveling for all of your new clients. Okay, and then we brand that website not only on Google, but also the top 60 directories. Because this is the thing, the reason that we're able to provide you with these quality services at a reasonable rate, it's not a low rate, it's a reasonable rate, is because our clients choose to keep coming back to us month after month. Everything here is done month to month with no contract. Okay?
Okay.
In addition to that, our company's been around for almost 18 years. In those 18 years, we've definitely learned how to help our clients in the very best and most suitable manner per client. Some clients they require a huge campaign that is, you know, is $10,000 a month and things like that, just because of what they're offering. The guy like yourself who's just starting out, just getting things moving forward, you need something at a reasonable rate that's going to bring you in a steady flow of work, more than pay for itself and put food on the table, right?
Well, obviously, yes, correct.
That's what we're here to do.
So I guess I go back to my initial question. My initial question, and I mean, I'm not like defensive about this. I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. How did you get my information?
We have an inventory department with Google. So usually that information comes from a White Pages or Bizipedia listing, which you're probably like, what the heck is that, right? Those are things that are built when you sign up for Angie's. So inadvertently, it came from Angie's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I completely agree with you. I have no online presence, so that's okay. Why I was thrown off when you were calling about it.
So what happens is when spots become available, Google sends us a list of pre-qualified candidates. That means that the inventory team has gone through, they've scoured the internet, they've looked around. Like say you only had that Home Advisor or Google or listing, or maybe you had a Yelp too or something else, okay? But say there was some bad reviews on there. Say somebody gave you, like a couple of people gave you a one-star review, or you had some terrible stuff on there, we wouldn't even call. Because that's not a good client to work with. If you're getting bad reviews on things like Angie's, then they're not going to take you as a top option. Not to say that you couldn't receive first page placement on Google, just saying we wouldn't have like reached out and seeked you out. So one of the biggest qualifications is the fact that you don't have anything negative out there about you, and that allows us to go ahead and dig a little deeper and say, hey, okay, so there's no negative reviews. What else does this person have going on? How can we actually help them? And there's lots of ways that we can help you because you're virtually naked out there on the internet. We want to arm you. Naked and cold and hungry probably because you're not making a lot of money. So we want to put you into a primary position to earn back thousands of dollars in revenue. It's not done overnight, but the thing about it is that if you get this all moving forward now in the slower season, even if it's with the small package, the $149 package, even if it's with that, Jerry, the advantage to this is, A, it's a 100% tax write-off on your end of your business taxes, okay? So you get to write this cost off. And, B, by the first of the year when everything's, like, rocking and rolling for sure, then you're already listed there. You're not elbowing your way to the top for a spot or calling me back and saying, hey, Amy, is that spot available? I need that spot now because now I need, you know, it's going. This is the perfect time to swing something like this so that way it goes ahead and puts you into that primary position.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I guess I got another question along with that. I would like to change my name and possibly do an LLC. So if I do that, am I going to have to do all that before I talk to you guys?
Nope, absolutely not. As soon as you get any and all changes done, you'd literally say you – I just got off the phone with a guy who actually he updated – he moved 10 miles or I think it was like 11 miles from where he previously had been verified. So we just update the information. It's not a big deal.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. So which package do you think you want to start with?
Oh, I would go with the $149 right away.
Okay.
Just to get the ball rolling on something.
Mm-hmm. Get the ball rolling, get it moving. Okay.
Yeah, and then because I owe, when I cancel Angie, I'm going to owe them like $1,200.
You know, again, I would bring up the fact that the FTC is suing that company. The fact that you don't feel...
So what does that mean then, that I don't have to pay that?
Well, I would say, let me ask you this, okay? Jerry, do you feel that the services rendered by Angie's List is what they promised you?
Absolutely not.
Do you feel like that's considered fraud?
Well, yes, I do.
Okay, so that's the basis I would go on.
Okay, but how does that work? Do you just
call your
bank
and you stop payment and you say, listen, I'm stopping payment on this. I'm stopping payment.
Okay.
I don't want them paid any longer. In fact, I feel that this was a fraudulent service. And then your bank may, depending on who you bank with, they may or may not go after and try to get your money back for you from them for what they did or didn't do. Did you ever turn a single dollar from the services they provided you?
Well, yes, I have turned a single dollar.
Okay.
It's not even, I bet it's $1,000 that of profit that I've made from them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've paid them $1,500. So
okay.
If I'm paying them $1,500, but I made $1,000, I'm
still out $500. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
I will say that I turned a profit from them. I had one or two referrals that actually worked out,
mm-hmm.
but I did not make out very well.
So if you feel that that's the case, what I would personally, if it was me, which I cannot tell you what to do, Jerry, but if it was me, I would go ahead and contact my bank, and before I contact Angie's List and tell them to stop payment, that you're no longer doing business with them, that they have not produced or done what they said they are going to do in any way, shape, or form. Then I would contact the Angie's and I would tell them, listen, this just isn't working out. You guys haven't produced or done what you said you were going to do, and I have stopped payment. And I'm not going to continue to pay you any longer, even though that was the original agreement, because you haven't produced what I did actually pay you for. I paid you for months, and you didn't deliver what you promised you were going to deliver. So now I'm not going to pay anymore because you don't deliver. That's what I would do, because there's not much that they can do about it. In addition to that, the other thing that I would do is I would let my bank know, listen, when I got tied up with these guys, you know, unfortunately, I was not aware that there's a class action lawsuit against them for the way they practice business. I was not aware that these are the situations that were going on, but it's been brought to my attention that this is the situation with this company. That's just what I would do.
Well, I am completely new to this realm. Say you do that, because we're talking about you now, because it's all hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
Say you do that, what would be the repercussions? Would they send you to claim? I don't know how that works. Can they?
I don't know if they can send you to claims. I've known lots of people that have done that, and I've never heard of a repercussion coming back against them. That's just the experience of what I've been told. Like, you can go into Google yourself and you can put a class action lawsuit home advisor. You can put, is Angie being sued? Like, I literally just put the information in. The Federal Trade Commission has filed an administrative complaint against Home Advisor and by extension Angie, alleging that the home services platform misrepresented and defrauded service providers. That was in March 25th of 2022.
Okay.
So this is factual information that's on the internet. Like, it's not something that I just came up with. Like, this is, like, actual stuff that anybody can Google.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the information, and I would definitely like to go forward with your business.
Okay.
To try something else.
Okay. So, Jerry, for account purposes, is your last name Walters?
Yes, it is.
And do you want to go ahead and change the business name at this point so we have proper representation on Google, or are you not prepared to do that yet?
Well, I would say I'm not prepared to do that yet, because I have a couple of signs on my truck that say Walters.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to change it and then show up with different signs, I feel like that would make me look janky.
It might make you look a little janky. That's the word I would use,
yeah.
Too. Yep, absolutely. So what is your email address, Jerry?
It is walters.jared, J-A-R-E-D, @yahoo.com.
Is your name officially Jared and you go by Jerry?
No, my name is Jared. I'm just very easy.
Oh, my gosh. Why would I would not have been so easy. Listen, my name is Amy, and it's spelled A-M-I-E, okay? And people call me Annie, and I'm quick to let them know that's Amy.
I can understand why people always call you Annie, though. That's,
I can too, funny. But I'm not okay with it. So you shouldn't be okay with it either. You're very easygoing. Oh, my gosh. And I was actually thinking, man, you sound like a very – you don't sound very old at all. Like, Jerry's kind of an older name. I was thinking, man, he got saddled with an old name. Can you imagine a little baby Jerry? Little baby.
You know what? You're right. I don't think I know anybody, Jerry, that's under 60.
Right? But at some point, they were a baby Jerry.
That is true.
That's the weird stuff that goes through my head when I'm actually pitching and talking to clients. I think it's kind of funny.
I appreciate it.
All right, Jared.
You're not alone.
Yes, this mind runs wild. You're going to see two consecutive emails coming through on the phone, the first of which is labeled Google Advertising. The second one's going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. Now, I'm also going to send out some text messages to you, okay? The first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. I'm the lead on your account, point of contact for you. And this is going to make me available to you Monday through Friday, 10 to 7 Eastern Standard Time, okay?
Okay.
The second number is the number for client support, and the third is a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. Now, do you have some before and after photos of your work, Jared?
I can get some, yes.
Okay, just start taking some. You don't have to be a professional photographer. We just want to make sure that we're advertising your work properly on the website. Now, with this, do you have a logo, or shall I go ahead and have them create one for you?
Just create one, please.
Okay, my pleasure. No worries. Next is... as I'm going through here, whenever you're ready to change the business theme, just let us know. We'll go ahead and take care of that, okay? I'm looking, and I don't see, okay, cool. I only see that Angie's lead. There's no Facebook for the company yet, is there?
No, there is not.
Okay, do you have a personal Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so from the personal Facebook, we're going to build the business profile. Are you driving?
Yes.
Okay, let me know when you stop because I'm going to take you through how to give me the link for your Facebook.
Okay.
I need.
So will my personal Facebook?
It will not
be
tied to it. No, sir. It'll be separate.
Okay, because I have a very weird sense of humor with some very weird army and construction friends.
That's okay.
Nobody's judging.
Nobody's judging. Nobody's judging.
Okay.
No judgment. Absolutely no judgment. And that's why it's kept secret, separate. It's just for authenticity purposes because Google wants to make sure and Facebook wants to make sure that you're an actual legitimate company because, you know, there are all those, like, scammer folks out there, and they create these fake profiles, right? And when they create these fake profiles, and then they were, like, when COVID happened, they were, like, getting business loans and doing all this stuff, but they were going through Facebook and creating these fake profiles and janking people out of their money, you know?
Yeah.
So after that, what Facebook did when Facebook started blowing up with the Facebook business pages and ads and all that, what they decided to do is if every business page is a derivative of a personal page, but they don't interact. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, we have to have Google send the PIN code out to you in the mail. Am I going to have them send that to 1967 Shillington Drive in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27127?
Negative. We just bought a house.
Okay,
so
what's
that
the address?
That was the place that we rented. The address is 301 Brown Road. And that is in King, North Carolina.
Got it. 27021.
Yes.
Beautiful. Got it. We just had all the wrong information. Wrong name. Wrong address.
Well, you had a address. I mean, you were on track.
Okay. Tell me about the services. What do you want to be coming up for?
That's a million-dollar question. I would say remodeling and repairs, but I don't know. I don't know what else.
Okay,
to put on there.
Okay, I'll get into it then. I just needed a starting point. So remodeling. Are we talking full remodels, kitchens, bathrooms, basements, garages, home improvements?
Home improvements. Mm-hmm. I can remodel kitchens, bathrooms, stuff like that. I don't do any add-ons. As of right now, it's only me.
Okay.
So if I do an add-on, I need a lot more people than just me.
Okay. So no additions right now. You can change that. You can change that at any time. So home improvement, home renovation. What about, are you doing flooring, painting, drywall, things like that?
All of the above.
Okay. Any other specialties like windows, fixtures, light, plumbing, electrical, handyman?
I mean, I would honestly say all of that. I don't deal with any plumbing after the toilet. Once it gets soiled, that's not me.
Yeah, I got you. Me either. Yeah.
I'm sure it pays well, but I'm good.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Absolutely not my bag. Not even a little bit. No thanks. Yeah, you can keep it all. I'm good.
Yeah, but I mean, new construction plumbing, I got you. I got you all day.
Okay. All right. I'll put that in here. And then are you also, like, updating fixtures and things like that?
I can definitely do that. That's a very easy thing to do. So if that's a demand of, you know, people just want fixtures updated, then, yes, I would like that on there, too.
What about, are you also doing any, like, are you hanging TVs or doing any of those type of handyman things?
I can do that.
Okay.
Definitely.
Do you have any business license, insurance, or tax ID information yet?
I do not.
That's okay.
I've been waiting and holding off until I get a job that requires me to get a permit, and then I have to get a license. But
okay.
So far, I have not had a job that required me to get a permit yet.
Okay. Well, once you get it, it will qualify you for Google Guaranteed, which is Google's elite service for paid leads. And once you get that going, I mean, that's a fantastic service. It does require business license and insurance, so general liability. It can be added at any point in time, okay?
Okay.
What are your hours of operation?
8 to 3:30.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
I accept cash, check, and card. I believe Venmo. I think we have Venmo too.
Okay.
But I don't have any of the other ones.
That's okay. That's okay. Okay. I have to schedule a client onboarding appointment for you, Jared, with my technician. I have available appointment times tomorrow morning starting as early as between 10 and 11 a.m. Or you said you're off at 3:30 every day, right?
Well, I mean, that's what I try. It hardly ever happens. I'm always doing home repairs, so I'm not going to leave somebody, like, without lights because I am off at 3:30.
Right, of course not. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule your client onboarding for tomorrow between 5 and 6. That way, you should be completed with your work for the day, and you can focus on this, right?
Okay. Yeah, awesome.
Okay. So you're going to receive an email notification that's going to say Local Splash CI for Client Interview, EN for English. It's going to be a placeholder in your calendar. My technician will contact from the 877 phone number. If I'm available and I'm not on the phone like I am with you right now, I will be calling you myself to make a warm handoff with the technician and just introduce you to him and make sure make sure everything is smooth. We do need to go ahead and set a security question for the account. That's going to be your mother's maiden name, or it can be the city you were born in or your first pet's name.
City I was born in, Kankakee, Kankakee.
Oh, gosh, I spelled it right twice, and it's all blacked out. Kankakee.
Yes.
Yay, I got it right. I'm so stoked. Okay, so listen, if you get any spam or solicitation calls, if somebody calls you asking you for more money, you ask for that security question, because that's going to make them hang up the phone directly on any and all scam calls. Local Splash will never ask you for a single dollar more than what you are providing on a monthly basis. When you're ready to upgrade with the Facebook ads, you go ahead and give me a call, and I will honor the price point I've promised you. Okay?
Okay, awesome.
The billing address for the card you're putting on file, is that going to be the new home office of 301 Brown Road?
No, it will not. It will be
the 1967 Shillington Drive. Okay. Let me go ahead and
I have not changed that yet.
That's okay. Now, for this, is there any middle initial on your card, or is it just your first and last name?
I don't know. I think it's just my first and last name. Let me see here. Nope, just first and last.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
MasterCard.
I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It is 5246 3000 3302 9007.
Expiration month and year?
October of 27.
And the three-digit code on the back?
332.
I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment for the 149. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Walter's Home Repair and Remodeling.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jared Walter's owner.
Jared, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is November 9th, 2022, in a discounted non-refundable amount of just $149 for the all-inclusive pro package. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. Okay? It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the ninth day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so simply by contacting client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of January. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so I would like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the last thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to send you one last text message, Jared. I do need you to go ahead and click on the link I've provided you here. It's going to be quick and painless. It's going to, once you click on the link, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. So go ahead and click on that link coming over to you via text message right now.
Okay.
All right, once you open that up, that's going to go ahead and take you through every single service that we promised to provide for you there in writing. Scroll down to the bottom, click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of Walter's Home Repair Services, and type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature.
You're going to have to give me about 2 minutes.
Okay, you can take care of it. Yeah, you're still driving. I understand.
Well, I got a new driveway with this new house, and I'm trying to back my trailer into it,
oh,
and it just
boy.
Takes a little bit more time. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I can do it right now.
All right, perfect.
Okay, scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today, and then type in your first and last name for me.
By checking the checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, checking the checkbox. Oh.
Mm-hmm. As you can tell, I've been through this a couple of times. There you go. It should have took you to a screen asking for a username and password. That username and password will be given to you in about 3 to 5 days' time via text and via email. As of right now, the most important and next step for you is to go ahead and be aware of that call coming tomorrow between 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be contacting you from our 877 phone number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a wonderful evening, and welcome to Local Splash, Jared.
All right, thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
Not Annie, Amy.
Not Annie, but Amy. Thank you for your time.
All right.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.